Chapter 3. I'm pretty sure I'm suffering from delusions. That my stability has snapped like a broken rubber band, and my ability to grasp reality is gone. I've been really into psychology lately, doing a lot of research about it for class and for personal interest. It's an interesting thing, the human mind. There are so many different mental illnesses that can control a person, make them think a certain way, do specific things, see things that aren't real. Schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and delirium are just a few, and, in some cases, there is very little the person can do about it. I wonder if any of those apply to me. I'm sitting on a bench out in the cold with a scarf wrapped around my neck, fingerless gloves on, and a hot cup of coffee in my hands. I've called Sophia 6 times in the last 2 days and left her 3 voicemails. In each one, I beg her to tell me about my parents. Please, pretty please, I deserve it. However, each call is unanswered, and the silence is more infuriating than the cold-hearted refusal she usually gives me. The campus is busy for how early it is. Lots of people going to and from class. As I try to analyze what is going on in each passerby's head, I notice a person lurking near the alleyway between the main office and the building next to it. He, she, it seems to be watching me. There are shadows obscuring its identity, but it looks unnaturally disproportioned and misshapen. There's also some...